Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this birthday edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
We just had one heck of a birthday party, didn't we?
And we finally cut that cake we've been talking
we
about
did.
For all these weeks.
It's done.
It is done, but it was beautiful.
It was fantastic. Lots of fans from around the world have gathered in Memphis on this very special day.
Yep.
And not only fans, but family.
That's true. The Presley family was here.
Yes, the Presley family was here. It was truly special. It was also very cold. Have you thawed out yet?
Not really. I mean, it was freezing. I remember when we had the 75th.
Yes.
And it was so cold. We had inclement weather.
It wasn't that cold.
But
it was close.
But it was freezing.
It was pretty close. It was in the teens. But the cake didn't freeze.
That's true.
That was important. But most importantly was that all the fans were here, and so we had a great birthday. So we're going to press the rewind button and let you guys listen to a part of the proclamation ceremony this year that featured members of the family as well as Mayor A.C. Wharton of Memphis in his always poetic proclamation. Take a listen. Thank you, Jack. And of course, we can't have the Elvis birthday without it being proclaimed Elvis Presley Day in Memphis, Tennessee, and Shelby County. So please join me in welcoming our esteemed mayors, Mark Luttrell and Mayor A.C. Wharton from the County of Shelby and City of Memphis. Mayors, please join us and give us your poetic prose as you so gracefully do each year.
Talk fast. We'll do that. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Graceland, Memphis, Shelby County, Tennessee, USA. You look beautiful. We will get right into this, Mayor Luttrell.
Mayor, isn't this a beautiful crowd? As Jack said, it gets bigger every year. And when I look out across the crowd, I see all age groups, which just tell you is that Elvis is infinite. We do have a proclamation that we love to present each year just to really highlight the significance of this day and the significance of this particular location. So with that, we will start.
Shelby County, Tennessee and City of Memphis joint proclamation. Whereas Elvis Aaron Presley was born on this day in 1935, to Gladys and Vernon Presley in Tupelo, Mississippi, and...
Whereas Elvis moved to Memphis, Tennessee at the age of 13, where his innate gifts as a musician and an entertainer would find their fullest voice, and...
Whereas Elvis's prodigious, I like that big word, talent first came to light at 706 Union Avenue in downtown Memphis, better known as Sun Studios, where he recorded for the legendary Sam Phillips, making music that would quite literally rock the world, and...
Whereas Elvis gave the world hundreds of unforgettable songs on dozens of timeless albums, including such classics as Heartbreak Hotel, Don't Be Cruel, Are You Lonesome Tonight, and Suspicious Minds, among the scores of others, and...
Whereas Elvis later toured the world, appeared in numerous films and television programs, and served his country overseas, never allowing the bright flame of his talent and passion for music to dim. And
whereas Elvis' unparalleled style and songcraft continues to thrill audiences, create fans, and inspire new generations of musicians around the world every year, and...
Whereas no matter how far his career took him, or how high his fame carried him, Elvis remained steadfastly devoted to Memphis, the city he loved, the city that inspired him, and the city he called home. Now, therefore we, A.C. Wharton, Jr., Mayor of the City of Memphis,
and Mark H. Luttrell, Jr., the Mayor of Shelby County, Tennessee,
do hereby proclaim January 8th, 2015, as the day to celebrate the life, work, and 80th birthday of Elvis Aaron Presley!
Thank you, mayors. Now it is officially Elvis Presley Day in Memphis, Tennessee, and Shelby County. Well, it was the ingenuity of Priscilla Presley and her partner in crime, Jack Soden, who opened Grayson for the first public tours in 1982. Please welcome to the stage Priscilla Presley.
My gosh, I'm in total shock. So many of you here. This is amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On such a cold day, but it seemed to have gotten a little warmer, hasn't it? Just a little bit? Oh, gosh. Pardon me? Oh, okay. Well, we're here today, obviously, to celebrate Elvis's 80th birthday. It's so hard to believe, 80 years old, and it makes us realize, you know, how young he was when he passed, but what he left us with, his legacy, his music, his movies, and how he lived his life being here at Graceland. It's to share this with you has really been very rewarding for all of us. I know that he... Actually, to, you know, and I said this before, would have been amazed for you to come out for his birthday, celebrate with us, and continue his legacy. Really, what Jack said is honestly true, that his fans, there's nothing like you, truly. And the generations keep getting younger and younger. Thank you all. Thank you, grandparents. Thank you, young, thank you for passing his legacy down to all the young kids that are coming today who are so now enthralled so he could keep his legacy going on because they do recognize who he was, especially after going through and touring Graceland with the iPads that they have that they can use. And I still can't figure it out, but so interesting to watch us running down all the fields with the horses. And I'm going, now, how did you do that? Go over here. But they know what they're doing, and they've realized that there is something to this man, just like all of you do. So right now, I'd like to introduce my daughter, the rest of my family. Please give them a big welcome hello. Lisa Marie, the girls. Here comes the girls, Ben, Riley, Harper, and Finley. By the way, you'll have all day today through your tour. You'll have a piece of the cake, so please help yourself when we have it. Here we go. Here's Harper. Harper. And Finley. Ben. Of course, Lisa. Shall we come?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for coming. You know, there's really nowhere else we'd rather be, once again, than with you on a special day like this. We're very proud. We have two little ones here. We're also very proud. So we thought it was very important that we're all here. And happy to be here with you, and thanks again. Yes. And we love you very much.
Every time he does that proclamation, I get goosebumps.
I
and it's
too.
Different every year, but I still love it. And the fans absolutely love it. And I think that's what keeps him coming back and keep doing it every year.
For sure. They always chant AC, AC, because they do love his poetry about the king. And what a special year it was as we celebrated 80 years of Elvis Presley and his rich legacy.
And we're not done yet. We've got to hurry up and get to the archive studio because we're having an auction.
We are having an auction. I'm exhausted, ready for a nap, but we've got to have an auction first.
We got to do it.
And it'll be interesting to see what some of those great items go for in the end. And I know Graceland will be bidding on some of the items.
That's true.
None of the items, of course, come from the Graceland archives. They're all from third-party collectors that are offered. And I know our director of archives, Angie Marchese, will have her paddle ready to bid tonight.
Ready to go. Open up that checkbook.
Wonder what will come home to Graceland as a result of the auction. Of course, you guys, if you haven't, if you're listening to this as this first debuts online, you can watch the auction online by going to Graceland.com. You can watch live and bid live, and also we'll have a recap and video of all of the birthday events available later this week on Graceland.com.
That's true. And well, and it's the first podcast of the year, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
happy
you too.
Happy to be here in 2015. We're going to have a huge year. So much ahead.
So much ahead. New exhibits coming to Graceland in the spring. Should be exciting.
Always.
And a lot more, so who knows what it lies on the road ahead.
All right, well, let's get busy. Let's go do this auction and finish out birthday.
All right, let's do it. Bye, everybody.